This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. A bid by an embattled TV station operator to purchase Cleveland's Fox 8 has stalled amid intense political debate. Sinclair Broadcast Group announced plans almost a year ago to purchase more than 40 stations from Tribune Broadcasting, including WJW Fox 8. Federal regulators were expected to approve the deal by February. Sinclair is again facing criticism for its must-run segments that local station employees say reflect conservative pro-Trump bias. Sinclair owns stations in Columbus, Cincinnati, Dayton, Steubenville, and Toledo. The executive director for the Cleveland Community Police Commission has been placed on paid leave. Fox 8 reports commission members have been complaining about workplace issues and conflicts involving director Jason Goodrick. A letter sent to Goodrick claims he has also complained about his job and work environment. Goodrick has been the commission's director for less than a year. The son of a Democratic candidate for Ohio lieutenant governor is accused of making posts online about killing police officers and has been taken into protective custody. The Facebook group Ohio Going Blue posted screenshots Sunday of two posts purportedly made by 24-year-old Brian Newell. Newell is the son of Akron City Councilwoman Tara Samples, the running mate of Dennis Kucinich. The campaign says Newell made threatening posts after an emotional episode. Ohio's governor races have been heating up as early voting begins and the candidates begin the stretch drive to the May 8th primary. Voter registration for the primary ends today. Voting opens Tuesday to choose the Democratic and Republican nominees for the November 6th general election to succeed second-term Republican Governor John Kasich. Meanwhile, the four major Democratic candidates debate Tuesday evening in Southwest Ohio. It's their side's fifth debate, but the cast has been evolving since they began last September. In the Republican race, Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine has declined to meet in an official statewide debate, but he and his opponent, Lieutenant Governor Mary Taylor, have had joint appearances. Police say they found the bodies of three women who likely died from drug overdoses inside an Akron home. Police say they were checking on a resident Saturday evening and got no response to door knocks. They then looked through the windows and spotted a woman on the floor. Police are still investigating. They haven't released names but said all three women were 20 to 21 years old. State officials are warning Ohio healthcare providers that synthetic marijuana, possibly contaminated with a substance used as rat poison, is linked to cases of severe bleeding in other states. Health officials say dozens of people in Illinois experienced severe bleeding after using synthetic marijuana, and some tested positive for an anticoagulant used as rat poison. A few other cases of serious unexplained bleeding were reported in Indiana, Maryland, Missouri, and Wisconsin. The Ohio Department of Health says this state has logged no such cases, but is alerting medical professionals and poison control centers in case they encounter patients with symptoms similar to those cases. Demonstrators in Cleveland are in the midst of an overnight protest for 4-year-old Anaya Day Garrett, who died of a stroke last month after being beaten by her mother and her mother's boyfriend. The protesters are sleeping outside Cuyahoga County Children and Family Services. They say Child Protective Services could have saved Garrett. The protesters are expected to release a list of demands this morning and remain outside until 9 o'clock tonight. This is WKSU.